CC, if you're ready to rock the house, let me hear you make some noise. Hey! Come on, tell the person that God is up to something. Come on, tell them.
Welcome to On One Accord with Carmen, and I'm your host, Carmen Miranda Thomas. So great to be with you today. God is so good. And I always like to begin my broadcast with just giving him a word of thanks and praise, because this is the day that he's made. He's waking us up to a new day, a gift that we never had before. And he has sent us beautiful weather, beautiful day. We are in the land of the living, so we can't help but to give thanks to the Lord. So let's just take a moment out to just give him thanks. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, thanking you for your love and grace upon us all, O Lord, giving you thanks for our loved ones near and far, from the youngest to the oldest. We thank you as you hold us all under the shadow of your almighty wings, protecting us from all harm and unforeseen danger. Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing for us shelter, food, clothing, and all the added amenities to make life a little comfortable. Father God, we thank you as you bless each and every one of us with a sound mind, with the use and activity of our limbs and faculties. Oh God, we come to you this morning with a repentant heart, asking you to forgive us for every word, thought, and deed that we have rendered towards you, ourselves, and each other. Asking you to ward out that, purge us, release us from all that you find displeasing within us, that all that we say and do can be for your glory. We pray for the peace of all nations, including Jerusalem and Israel. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. And we pray that you will strengthen us, that that peace began with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. This morning, I want to remind you that I am an author of a little book called As a Man Thinketh in His Heart, So Is He. And in that little book, I just bring out a lot of little points about how we have been created with the power that God gave us. We have been given power by God and dominion over all creative things, from our mind, body, and our affairs. We have to take and put a hold on it, know who we are in Christ, know how to use our God-given powers. And this morning, I want to speak on casting the burden. Because in Psalms 54:22, it reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So I want to speak on this morning and talk about it as far as casting that burden. How do we cast our burden? Because so many people speak on burdens that they are carrying. Their hearts are heavy with burdens. Their hearts are heavy with distress and worration. And then they wonder why not those burdens are lifted from them. That's because they choose to carry them. They are carrying them, and we are not supposed to. For Jesus told us to take my yoke upon you For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But so many of us want to still carry burdens around and cry the pity party in the sad story about how much we're burdened down, when that's really a violation of law. Because we have to come to a clear-cut decision in our mind. If you worry, you do not trust God. If you trust God, you do not worry. Take those two things and just let them just become very concrete in your conviction. If you worry, you do not trust God. If you trust God, you do not worry. You know, times it's been, and I mean, I have three sons that teenagers when they was growing up, you know how boys can be running the street. A lot of times you don't know where they are all during the night. And along with other friends of mine that had the same problem with teenage boys, they out there in the street, they don't know where they are, they don't know what type of trouble they getting into, and they want to pace the floor all night and cry out and worry themselves sick. And I've always took my burden to the Lord. The word said he neither slumbers nor sleeps, so what do both of us have to be awake for? When I turn it over to him, trust in him, I give it to him all the way, and there's no need to worry. I can go to sleep. Yes, I can. Some people will say, oh, you must not care. You're a cold person. Didn't know that your kids are out there. You don't know where they are, and you can just be so calm. Yes, I can be calm because I have turned that over to God for him to take care of it. And one of those occasions I did have a real problem where one of my sons got shot. I got a call about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was awakened from the call. Miss Carmen, your son has been shot. He's been shot 5 times. Oh my God. And my son had moved out and was only a few blocks away from my home. So it was uncanny for me to hear the sirens so close, knowing that my son was in that wagon. And I jumped up and throwed some clothes on and met him at the hospital. And by that time, they was taking him into surgery, and it was a false report. Instead of him being shot 5 times, he was shot twice. But the doctor came out at first and told me that it really didn't look good. And I took my son's hand in mine before he went in and told him, son, it's going to be all right. I've turned this over to God, and he's going to take care of you. Go on in there, and I'll be waiting on you when you come out. In the meantime, I went behind that hospital. All the rest of my children was coming up to me screaming, hysterical. I pushed them away from me. I didn't need that. I didn't want that around me, the hysterics and the crying and the fearfulness in them. I couldn't handle that at that time. I didn't need that around me. I got off to myself and went behind that hospital, and I cast that burden on the Lord. Not only did I cast that burden on the Lord, I prayed for forgiveness for everyone involved, even the ones that shot my son. The boys that shot my son, I prayed for them also. I prayed for forgiveness for all of their carelessness and foolishness, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that my son was so innocent that someone just came up and shot him. No, it was something that he provoked also. So I prayed for all of them's foolishness and carelessness behind that hospital. The doctor sent for me, and when I went back in there, he had a smile on his face. He said, you know, I thought that it was going to be worse than it was, but he's going to pull through. He's going to be just fine. He's young and strong. He's going to be okay. So many people told me, how could you have went back there and prayed for those boys that shot your son? I could do it easily. I could cast that burden on God. Cast it, God said, cast it on the Christ within. And when you cast anything, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be sickness. It could be a burden of you and lack. The burden may be lack. Because here's a little passage here in Floyd Sean Sheen, one of her books, The Game of Life and How to Play It. When she mentioned that one of her students' burden was lack. She had a belief in lack, and that was her burden. The belief in lack was her burden. And she cast it upon the superconscious, which is the Christ within, with the belief of plenty. And soon after, she said a great abundant supply was the result of it. So anything that we cast upon the Christ within, it's made so light. It seems not, I mean, you can just feel the weight just leave you. The shackles fall off. And when you can truly cast it and leave it there and truly believe that as you cast it on the Christ within, that it's freedom in that, sisters and brothers. Believe me, it is freedom when you are able to cast anything that you think that's a burden to you, that's a burden upon you. When you are able to cast it on the Christ, you will be surprised of the weight that's lifted off of you. And again, I say, people pace the floor about all type of things. People going out and not coming in when they should. And, oh, they are so wafted with worry and worration and burden. And they have let it even affect them, their health, because they have gotten themselves into a state of worration, and it doesn't do anything but tear us down. Every organ, every muscle, every cell. That's just like when we love with every being, every muscle, every cell, every organ, all of it begins to be fed on the light of love. And that's the same way it is when we are burdened down. It touches every organ, muscle, cell, nerve within us. And it's a tear down of us. It's a tear down of our temple when we allow worration to take over, fear to take over, looking at things in a negative way, taking over, not seeing a brighter day within us, not seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. It takes over. The darkness will take over us. Casting your burden on the Lord is the answer. And it seems like it's such an easy thing to say and a hard thing to do. Because so many people will say, I'm going to give it to the Lord, but they'll go right back a day or two later. You'll hear them speaking of the same thing. They have picked it up again. They'll put it down, and they'll pick it back up. Put it down and pick it back up. So this morning, I want to point out to you the importance of not putting it down and picking it back up, because you're not doing yourself any good. Leave it there, and you will see a difference. sometime instantly, sometime it may take a little time, but you will begin to see the difference if you will cast all burdens, whatever they may be, any belief that you have that may be a burden on you. One lady said that her burden was resentment. For years she had walked around holding resentment, and she just began to cast that. She was tired of being in torment. She was in a state of torment and in prison. And she decided that she wanted to be loving and harmonious. And she began to cast that burden of resentment on the Christ within. She said that for years she had been walking around with so much hostility in her, so much resentment. And of course she was a tormented soul. But as she began to cast that burden of resentment on the Christ within, she became free of it and began to be loving and harmonious. And it was there all the time. It was her choice to take that burden of resentment upon herself. We have to realize that we serve a wonderful Father that's just waiting for us to trust in Him and trust in Him only. And it's a wonderful thing to rest in the Lord. And that goes back to my little book, As a Man Thinketh in His Heart, So Is He. If you think that you're supposed to be burdened down, then you're opening yourself up for a whole lot of unhappiness, a whole lot of turmoil, a whole lot of days that you're holding your head down instead of holding it up. But the choice is ours to make. And we have to realize that our Savior didn't come here in vain, dear hearts. When we realize the mission that our Lord and Savior came here for, to free us, and He said, who the Son free is free indeed, He came to free us. And we're going to have to get in that state of mind that He came to free us. Free us from what? Free us from anything that's holding you in bondage. Free us from anything that's a burden to you. Free us from anything that you think that's holding you down. Free us from anything that you think that you're defeated from. And it's, you're saying, oh, it's not that easy. Sure it is. It may take a little work and a little practice to be able to train your mind and your thoughts to shift that way. But again, in Luke 10:19, it says that God's gift to man is power. I will give you power and dominion over all creative things. And that means your mind, your body, and your affairs. See, we imagine ourselves weak and victim of circumstances, claiming that conditions over us that we have no control causes our defeat. But, of course, by ourselves we are victim of circumstances. We are. But linked with God's power, all things become possible then. All things become possible when we are linked with God's power. And so many of us would not give ourselves that chance. I don't know why people feel like they'll get a better audience by crying a pity party, wanting people to feel sorry for them or full of sympathy about things that they've gone through. The Word tells us that many afflictions are the righteous. God, that I've read this Bible front and back several times over the years. I've never read not one passage in here that He promised us that it was going to be an easy road. he said that many afflictions, the trials and tribulations we're going to have. You can forget that we're here to live a free life from all type of tribulations, but we can be free from them by not letting them become a burden upon us, by casting them on the Christ within and being free from them. We can be free from them that way. But as far as being trouble-free in our life with nothing that ever happened to us, you can forget it. But then that makes us even closer to God, or it should, to be able to go to him and cast our burdens up on him and trust him, to know that he will make a way when it seems to be no way. That is the wonderful part of knowing who God is. Because if we never had any problems in our life, we wouldn't know how awesome God is to bring us out of them. That's the wonderful thing about it. It just gets me excited just thinking about it, knowing that the troubles and the trials and the tribulations that we have had in our life, have in our life, is only an opportunity to get to know him, to see what he can bring you from, see what he can bring you out of. That's the wonderful part about it, sisters and brothers, is casting that burden. And I would like for you to just let that get down in your spirit today. Because it's the reason that it's just touching me today so. Because there are so many hurting people in the world. From one thing to another, people are hurting. God sees it all. But he wants us to come to him. Not go to Sally, Sue, John, and Jake. They can't do anything about it. Sure, we can pray for each other, and that's what believers we are supposed to do for each other. Lift each other up in prayer. Give them that encouragement that they need to tell them to, hey, trust God. But they can't deliver you from your problems. They can't deliver you from your burdens. Only God can deliver. But we have to come to a decision in our mind to turn it over to him completely, without reservation and without doubt. I'm going to take a little break and I'll be right back because I would like to continue on with casting your burden. Don't go anywhere. Be back shortly. Oh, thank you, and welcome back to On One Accord with Carmen, and I'm your host, Carmen Miranda Thomas. Welcome, and I am speaking on the casting your burdens, casting our burdens. All of us need to cast our burdens. And as I just made mention, that everything becomes light when we are able to do that. One of the most dramatic stories in the Bible is the episode of the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. Moses was leading them out of the land of Egypt where they was kept in bondage and slavery. And they was being pursued by the Egyptians. And the children of Israel, like most people, did not enjoy trusting God. They wanted to do their own thing. They did a lot of murmuring, a lot of complaining. And they said, is this not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, said, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? See, some people love drowning in their sorrow. Some people love carrying a burden. They don't want you to tell them don't worry. They feel like if you tell them not to worry, you're a cold person. You're an uncaring person. How can a person say that to me? Not to worry. I'm supposed to worry if I care. And I've had people to tell me that. If you care, you would really worry. No, I wouldn't. Because, again, like I said, I trust God. We don't both have to stay awake at night. The word tells me he neither slumbers nor sleeps. So I can go to bed and have a good night's sleep, regardless of what's going on. I can give it to him, and I can go to sleep. But the children of Israel did a lot of complaining, and they said that, let us alone. We want to go back. It's better to serve the Egyptians that we should die in the wilderness, because they had no vision. They wanted to carry that burden of complaining and murmuring about how they was beaten down as slaves and given straw to make bricks. They rather have gone back being beaten, misused, and abused, and murmuring and carrying their burden than to cast that on the Christ. Have a vision of knowing that God will see them to a better place than where they had just come from. They had no vision of that. They wanted to go back into their misery. And so many of us love being in our misery. And I'm sure many of you have been around people, they want to hop on and on and on. Even a person that may have had a breakup with their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, they will run your ears off about it. They don't want to do anything about it, but they love to burn someone's ears up about the turmoil that that person did to them, or how bad that person treated them, instead of moving forward. Cast it on and move on. But so many would like to dwell, drown in our sorrows. Dwell there, stay there. And this is a perfect example of what the children of Israel, they wanted to mumble, complain, and fault Moses for taking them out. He took them out of Egypt, they wanted to go back. And Egypt is a sign of bondage, for so many of us want to run right back into Egypt. When we've been taken out of it, we want to run back. Ever seen people want to run back, and they call that just like a dog going back to their vomit? They've been brought out of a situation. You know, Oprah made that statement years ago that so many young women she helped get out of relationships, bad relationships, spent money on them to get them set up in new places away from that situation. And she said she looked around and the women was right back into the same, it went running right back. It's just like I said, a dog going back into his vomit. That she decided to just turn the channel on that, stop doing that. Because she said numerous of women that she helped get out of abusive relationships went running right back into them after she had spent her money on them and got them set up in different lifestyles from what they had been used to. So we have examples from the Bible on out to everyday life as to how people will look at things, and they would rather complain in their misery and stay in it than to see themselves out of it. But Moses tells the children of Israel, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more. He's telling them, you won't see the Egyptians anymore. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that the Lord will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. We might say that Moses had to pound faith into the children of Israel, because more and more they saw the miracles of God, they still mumbled and didn't believe. And that's just like we're talking about right today. Many a times people have witnessed the things that God have brought them out of, but they have soon forgot that if he did it before, he can do it again. If God lifted you from an unpleasant situation and brought you out of it, you find yourself back into something else, another turmoil in your life, another problem in your life, you have soon forgot that he had brought you out of that before? That we can't remember the things that he have done for us, that we will drown in our own sorrows, self-pities, all type of situations that bring inharmony in our lives? So we have forgotten. And so many people will still stay in things and cry out to God as to why. Why is so-and-so doing me like this? Why is the situation like this? When he has shown you that he has taken you out, but you ran back. He's taken you out, but you keep running back. So what can he do for us? Because the Bible said that when Jesus went to Nazareth around his own people, there was very few miracles that he performed there. Why? Because of the unbelief. That tells me something right there, dear heart, that God can't even do anything for us if we don't trust and believe in him. What can he do for us? If you're shutting yourself off from him, what can he do for you? So the word says that Jesus performed very few miracles there. It was nothing he could do because the people didn't believe. And so he said that a person is not honored in their own country, around their own kin. But there was looking at where he had come from. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this Mary's son and his brothers or James? They looking at him and placing him with the regular normal people, like, how could this be so? So their mind and heart and ears was closed to him. Same way it was with Moses, telling these people, God has taken you from the Egyptians. Stand still and see the salvation. Stand still. Quiet your mind. That's what he's telling us. Quiet your mind. Quiet the quills of your mind of all of the doubts. What if he can't do this? And what if this happened? And maybe this might happen. What if? What if? What if? When Jesus said, stand still. Be still. Still your mind. And that's what it means. It's not so much as just standing in one place, not moving. Stand still. Be still. Be still in your mind. Quiet your mind down from all of the doubts and what ifs. And what not? What may not happen? What could happen? What if this could happen? Oh, well, maybe this may take place. Or what if this doesn't happen? No, he says to quiet, stand still, be still, and cast your burdens. Cast it. Whatever it may be, take it and give it to him. And don't go back and pick it up. And I guarantee you, I would love for you to write me. Email me, call me, whatever. I would love for you to write me to let me know. When you begin to cast that burden on the Lord, whatever your problem, whatever that burden you think it is, may be in your life, when you begin to cast that burden, it is made light. Oh, I'll cast it, but no, cast it for real. Don't go back and pick it up. So I am going to cast this on the Christ within and be free of it. I'm free of whatever situation it is that's haunting at me, taunting at me. I'm going to give it to him. I can't handle it. I'm going to give it to the one that can. And Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's what freedom is, being able to loose yourself. It is falling off of you. You're not bound anymore about it. You're not bound down. You're not burdened down. You are free from it all. What is your burden today? Ask yourself, what is it that I need to get rid of and give it to him and leave it there? What is your burden today? It could be anything from weight to whatever it may be. Weight, resentment, money, family problems, jobs, people, whatever your burden. Children that's acting crazy, give it to the Christ. Cast that burden. Know how to take it to him and leave it. And believe me, if you do not go back and pick it up, do not despise small beginnings. And what I mean by that is that when you cast it, you may not see the big picture of something happening overnight. You may just see a little sign that something is in the making. You know, when Columbus reached America, he first saw birds and twigs that let him know that land was near. So that's what I mean about not despising small beginnings. A little sign of land. It may be just a little sign that something is in the making. So many people mistake that for the real manifestation or the real answered prayer and get discouraged. No, be patient. Whatever it is, if you can see a little sign of land, that's God letting you know that your answered prayer is on the way. And don't get discouraged when you see just a little twig. Just something, just a little something. Well, it's not what I really wanted, but don't give up. Hold on. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes, Moses did. He really did have to pound faith into those Israelites, because they was a very stiff-necked people that God constantly showed them over and over. But they did not believe. They still wanted to carry the burden of slavery. They still wanted to go back to Egypt to be in bondage. Come out of bondage, sisters and brothers, this morning. Relieve that burden. You don't have to carry it around. You don't have to carry a burden around at all. Whatsoever God gave us, he will not put any more on us than we can bear. Although we may think that we're burdened down and we can't go a day further with situations being the way they are, all we have to do is cast it. And it will be made light. As I mentioned before, and I love mentioning this about the Book of Songs. The Book of Songs is a wonderful book, filled with everything that we may have to face in our lives. It's for every situation that we may face. And I would love for you to write me if you need a song for any particular reason. And it will also let you know that you need to cast that burden. Psalms, like I mentioned, I just read to you out of Psalms 54:22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will take care of you. He will relieve you. He will make light. The situation will become so light that it's almost like it weren't there in the first place when you cast it. When you cast that burden, the situation will always be made light. So this morning I want you to think about those songs, as I just mentioned to you, the Book of Songs, for every situation that you may need. And I would like to read a song. It has songs for every day, songs for each day of the week. And I would like to read Songs 91 to you this morning. Songs 91 is, God is a refuge and a forest. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my forest. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from all the snares of the forest and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near to thee. Only with thy eyes wilt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up against thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder, and the young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Sisters and brothers, let that Psalms 91 be a blessing to you this morning. I will be with him in trouble and will deliver him and honor him. Cast your burdens up on the Lord, sisters and brothers. You can't take him on. You can't do anything with him. Your neighbor can't. No one else can. Your friends can't. They can sympathize, empathize with you, and sit there and hold your hand. But you have to cast it. You have to give it to the one that can do something about it. God works in the hearts and minds of men. We know that. But there come a time when even men can't do it. Us any good, that we have to go before the throne in grace and cast those burdens, give it to Him all the way, and it will be made light. And you may think, well, what do I mean about light? That means that it falls off. That burden is no more. You're not carrying it anymore. You can feel the weight come off of you just as soon as you give it to Him in spirit and truth. As I mentioned before, I'm not speaking on giving it to Him and picking it back up. I've had people to tell me, oh, I gave it to the Lord. I know that I feel so much better today because I've given it to the Lord. I just feel good. 2 days later, they full of worry. Them pick that burden back up. They weighed down even heavier than they were before. But we have to serve him in spirit and truth. So when you give it to him, God is not a yo-yo. We can't up today and down tomorrow. He doesn't work like that. Very specific with God, we have to be. We can't do anything for a double mind. The word said that that person is they are unstable in all their ways. A double-minded person is very unstable because they are shifty. Today they may say something and tomorrow is something else. We can't go to him that way. Take it to him, leave it there. We heard that old song, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Those are not just mere words. Those words are filled with spirit and they are filled with life and truth. So as my time comes to a close this morning, I would like to leave you with this, casting your burden. It's a very powerful thing. Please don't take it lightly, dear hearts. It's a very powerful thing to cast your burden. I would love to hear from you. Please write me at P.O. Box 360165, Decatur, Georgia, and that's 30036. Again, that's on One Accord. That's 360165, Decatur, Georgia. That's 30036. Again, that's on One Accord with Carmen. P.O. Box 360165, Decatur, Georgia. I would love to hear from you anytime with anything that you may want to share with me, with me to stand in affirmative prayer with you, or casting your burdens. We'll stand and touching and agreeing with you, because the word said when there are two or more touching and agreeing in my name, that God will be in the midst. So get your letters out to me or your prayer request or requesting a particular song for your particular situation. I would be more than glad to send you a prayer request, a song that fits your situation, and there's never a charge for anything that you may call or request me to do. Again, this is Carmen Miranda Thomas. You can email me at that email, carmenthomasmitchell@yahoo.com, and I would love to hear from you. Tell me how would you think about the show, or just ask for a particular song, anything. Just get in touch with me and let me know that you're listening and that you enjoy the show. It was great being with you today. And again, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this, dear hearts. God loves you more. I love you, but he loves you more. Cast your burdens. Relieve yourself from anything that have you weighed down. That is not God's will for you, dear hearts. Cast your burdens on the Lord and be free from it. For whom Jesus freed is free indeed. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Come on, put your hands over here. You can have peace. In the middle. The Bible declares, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? He goes on to say, I'll even make a way in the wilderness.